No one saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. That's a quote by Gautama Buddha. This is episode 173, my book reflection, The Hidden Why podcast.
You're listening to The Hidden Why with your host, Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's book reflection. Fantastic book I'm bringing you today. Really worth the read. The Buddha in Me, The Buddha in You, A Handbook for Happiness by David Hare. Really cool. I talk about my takeouts from this book. There's certainly a lot of great wisdom and practical tips that you can take away and incorporate into your own life. I talk particularly about, you know, the happiness and the 12 definitions of happiness that he shares from Nichiren Buddhism. Guys, a great read. I hope you can enjoy my reflection here today. Guys, just a reminder, we're in the midst of the Challenge to Transformation. You can join the group at Challenge to Transformation on the Facebook page. So it's a Facebook group, Challenge to Transformation. Join the group and get involved. It's not too late. We're a couple of weeks in. Actually, not even a week in. So yeah, join the group, get involved, and yeah, become a member and help others make their transformation as you do the same in your life as well. We'd love to see you there. Guys, that's it from me. Enjoy the show. Hope you're loving it. Hope you have a great day, and we'll speak again.
This is The Hidden Why, discussing ideas and thoughts on living life with passion and finding your hidden why, your reason, your purpose.
G'day gang, welcome to this week's book reflection. I hope you're very well. Guys, this week's book is The Buddha in Me, The Buddha in You, A Handbook for Happiness by David Hare. He's going to be a future guest on our show as well, which I'm really excited about, so keep your eye open for that interview with David Hare in probably a couple of months. Hopefully we can get it all together and put that out there for you. I'm going to certainly ask him more questions in regards to his work done in this book. Guys, this is a fantastic book. I really enjoyed it. I found so many insights and so much wisdom. I reflected greatly back on my life and the journey so far that I've taken and how it all connects and relates. And it just makes a lot of sense to me. In this book, there's a lot of principles shared, a lot of practices that you can use. But I really enjoyed the wisdom more than the practices and tips, to be honest, because some of them I have heard before. There's some new things and some principles that were certainly worth the read. In particular, some practical tips about, you know, how to choose a good mentor. He shares that in chapter 12. So a little bit about David Hare. He is a coach and he is a practicing Buddha also. He shares his journey down the spiritual path. So that's really where this book has been generated from, his journey on that path. And he combines both, you know, he combines both the philosophies and practices of Buddhism with the practical tips of, you know, being a coach as well and how it all relates, but more so how it relates to life and how to really live a happy and fulfilled life. He definitely shares in chapter 3 the definition of happiness, which I'll get to in a second. His Buddhism practice is from Nichiren Buddhism. I hope I've pronounced that right, Nichiren Buddhism. And it's based on the teachings of a Japanese monk, dating back to the 13th century. So it's a different style of Buddhism. It's considered to have the focus of Lotus Sutra, which is the belief that we all have the innate Buddha nature in us and therefore we are all capable of attaining enlightenment in our current form and existence. So that's where he, I believe, must get this title from, The Buddha in Me, The Buddha in You. I really like that idea that, you know, we all have that innate nature, whether it's a Buddha nature or not. I believe we all have what is within us already to live that life that we desire, to live life really happy. I believe it's already within us in our current form and existence. We just have to sort of find the keys that unlock those chambers within us that allow us to live more fully. And that's what I get out of reading. Certainly the wisdom in this book is great. And it really opened up my mind to a lot of things. Plus sharing some practices that you can bring into your own life. He talks actually in this book about chanting. And he's got another, I talked about it 2 weeks ago in a book called Soul Over Matter. I'll stick it in the show notes if you haven't had a read of that yet. But he chants one particular line. He's got a few ideas there, but he chants one particular line. And I believe it's a mantra that goes like this, Nam-myoho renge kyo. I actually shared it with some Japanese people that I know in Japan. And they knew it. So I was going, okay, well, that's pretty cool. So it is definitely a pretty popular mantra. Not that everyone uses it. There's some adaptations with it as well, but obviously David uses it in his chanting practice. So again, chanting something that I'm unfamiliar with, something that I really don't get. I meditate every morning, and I have tried to put this mantra and this chanting into my practice. But I guess for me, to be honest, I still don't understand it quite as much to get the benefits from it or feel that I'm getting benefits from it. So whilst I can chant it, and I believe there's some satisfaction in the vibrations that chanting creates, I don't know how it benefits thoroughly enough to sort of really stick with it, I guess, if that makes sense. So look, real cool chant. I think I like about it is that it is one line, Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. So you can repeat that over and over again. David shares the details in chapter 3 of his book and what it actually means. So the one line, it just keeps things simple. I like things simple. Like when it's, you know, you have to remember 5 different lines and change that every week, it just makes it a bit more complex, and life's already chaotic enough. So I think the simpler, well, certainly for me that I make it, the easier it is for me to adopt such practices. I'm sure there's benefits in it, and that's certainly a question that I'll focus on in my interview with David when that should come about. So guys, here is some definitions of happiness according to Nichiren Buddhism. So there's 12 points here. If you've got a pen and a paper and you've got the time, write these down, guys. Certainly I'll leave them in the show notes so they'll be there available if you haven't. I reflected on these points and just thought, wow, they make so much sense. And in relation to happiness, if I go against these, if I do the opposite of these, you just go, wow, that really, really rings true. So yeah, write them down if you can, reflect on them if you can, certainly go to the show notes and just spend some time reflecting on them. I did, and you know, I could go back to the book and read it again just to really take away what it actually means to live a happy life. And that's what it's all about, guys. I mean, really to be happy in life, yeah? It doesn't matter what you're doing or who you are or anything. It's as long as you're happy and fulfilled in this life and really, you know, free to just be who you are and live that life that you desire. I think that's what it's all about. So these points really help, and it's good to reflect and good to connect with them and really understand them in your life now and then in the future when you're getting busy and caught away with it all. You know, reflect back on these. I think it's a really good a good thing to do. So let's get into them. Number one is you are, the soundtrack of your own mind. You are the soundtrack of your own mind, which is true. You have total control of your mind, and how you think and believe and all that sort of stuff is in your power. And that really is going to affect your happiness. So you have the power to do that, number one. And I think that's a great way to start and lead into the rest of them. The definition, the purpose of your life. Creating value from every situation is number 3. Feeling grateful for your problems, that's number 4. And he actually talks about that in one chapter here and why it's actually, we should be grateful for having problems, because if you don't have problems, it probably means you're not really experiencing life as thoroughly as you could be. Happiness has little to do with money, which is absolutely true. Happiness has little to do with time or place, and you often find that as well. It doesn't matter if you move house or change countries or whatever, you know, it's not necessarily going to bring you greater happiness. Number 7, being neither elated by prosperity nor grieved by decline. I really, really like that one, and I've actually done another blog post on it and thought about it a bit more as well. But certainly, you know, yeah, not to be elated by prosperity or grieved by decline. Just think about that and how that relates, because so often that we have those big wins and, you know, you feel elated and really, oh, happy, everything's great. And then as soon as it sort of goes away and depletes or disappears, you feel empty and without, and that's certainly not a great consistent way to be living life. And certainly when you're in decline, when you're without, you feel like you can complain a lot more, you can whinge, you know, you just don't feel grateful, which is not a great way to go either. And the truth is, for a lot of you guys listening there, for myself included, we've got lots to be grateful for, just with our life at the moment and what it is and our upbringing. You know, there's a lot more people that don't have the fortunes that we have, or the fortunate sort of situations or circumstances that we have. So number 8 is knowing that nobody can ever make you feel anything. I think that's really good. Knowing that nobody can ever make you feel anything. So no one else is going to be able to make you feel happier in any way or whatever that means. So when you're looking externally for someone, you know, to to cheer you up or make you feel happy or someone to give you love. I mean, that's sort of demanding. You've got to look intrinsically and inwardly to yourself and how you can actually make yourself feel anything, because no one else can. Happiness is living in the moment, and I guess that's where the meditations come from, you know, really connecting with the now and the moment. Absolutely important in living your life. Number 10 is comparing yourself to your own potential rather than to other people. I really like that one. It's in comparison, you know, we go out there and we compare ourselves to everyone else around us, their mentors that we look up to. And when we start doing things and we're not doing exactly what they're doing, and we, you know, we just put ourselves down because we think we should be like everyone else. And that's just not the case. It's better to be just your own self and flourish in that own field and realm of yourself. And, you know, compare yourself to your own potential. If you don't feel like you're reaching your full potential, compare yourself to that and criticize yourself based on that, I guess. Really cool point. Number 11, your right and also your responsibility. So that's true. It is your right to be happy and it is your responsibility. No one else's. And number 12, having the compassion and courage to fight for other people's happiness as well. Which is really cool. And I think, you know, that's what life's about is to give back and help others selflessly, you know, helping others to be more happy. Certainly, you know, my inspiration for this podcast is to inspire other people to do what I'm doing. It helps me learn and helps me further entrench these learnings into myself and into my life and really, you know, lead that life. It holds me accountable to living this life and leading by example. But I want to do it to others as well. I want other people to live this happy life, and I believe it's available for all of us. So really cool points. I'll stick them in the show notes again, guys, at thehiddenwhy.com. This is a great book, really cool read. He talks about many other things in the book, which is really eye-opening. He talks about karma and the impact that has on our existence. So I like that. I mentioned there that he talks about, you know, why having problems is essential in discovering more in life, because when you're having problems, it means you're really experimenting and really, you know, searching things, and that's when you run into these obstacles, and it's in those moments when you have those real learnings and powerful lessons that will impact the rest of your life. So really, yeah, cool book. Helps you to think about happiness and how it relates to your life a lot more. There's certainly some practical tips and advice in here. Very eye-opening. You need to, retain an open mind when you're reading this sort of stuff if you're not familiar with it already, because it's a little bit, you know, different from perhaps what you've been taught to believe so far in life. So have an open mind and really reflect on it as best you can. Guys, that's the book review for today, The Buddha in Me, The Buddha in You. You can get a copy at thehiddenwhy.com. If you can support the show, great, guys. It would be awesome. You can use the link there to Amazon to purchase the book. Really good book. It's up there for me this year. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And look out for the interview with David Hare as well. If you prefer audiobooks, guys, we've got a deal with audible.com. If you're not already a member, you can go to thehiddenwhy.com and click the link there. It's in the show notes and it's also down the sidebar of most pages at thehiddenwhy.com. And you get 2 free books for 30-day trial. You get to keep the books if you decide to bail. But it's a really cool setup, guys. Audiobooks, it's fantastic. Love it. I've got so many audiobooks that I listen to, and I try and listen to audiobooks every day when I go for my walk. Not always. Sometimes I just like to sit there and think and ponder on thoughts. But certainly it's a great way to just consume more great information. That's it from me, guys. Hope you've enjoyed this. Nam myoho renge kyo. Practice the mantra. Get involved. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online to thehiddenwhy.com.
There you go, gang. Hope you've enjoyed that book reflection. Guys, it is a really cool read, so pick up a copy. Check out my show notes at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, if you love the show, share it with your network. Leave us a review on iTunes. That would be awesome of you. And a reminder, too, that we are sponsored by Global Office Assistants, hiring out virtual assistants so you can outsource and delegate more of your admin tasks, bits and pieces that you shouldn't be doing or you're currently not doing and you should be doing. You can have them help free up a lot of your time. GlobalOfficeAssistants.com. Jump onto that site. You can actually, schedule a consultation with them to chat to them about how they can assist you in your life and help you really free up that time. I've got three of them, guys. It's fantastic, so check it out. That's it from me, guys, today. Hope you've enjoyed this book reflection. You know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into everything you do. You need to find more purpose in every moment, and in doing that, discover your why. This is The Hidden Why. My name's Lee Manutzi. Signing out.
Thanks for listening to The Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online, thehiddenwhy.com. This is The Hidden Why.